This is Morning Edition on NHPR. President Barack Obama's proposal to significantly cut back on carbon dioxide emissions from power plants is getting some support from across the aisle. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte announced on Sunday that she's backing the so-called Clean Power Plan. She's the first Republican senator to come out in support of the new rules. And Senator Ayotte joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thanks for the time. Senator, congressional lawmakers in your own party, led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will take action later today in an attempt to block these rules from taking effect. I mean, are the leaders in your party wrong on the issue?
Well, I believe so. I think this is a very important issue, so important to protect our beautiful environment in New Hampshire. And what I've done is I've carefully reviewed this plan. I've met with stakeholders in New Hampshire, including members of the business community, environmental groups, other people who are very interested in this rule. And then I looked at what does New Hampshire have to do to comply. And we are well on our way to meeting the targets that are in this plan. And so that's why I've decided that I will support this plan, that I believe we can help address climate change through clean energy solutions that will protect New Hampshire's environment.
Senator, there are now two dozen states that are joining in this lawsuit challenging the rules. Many of those are reliant on fossil fuels, and they say the new rules could kill coal mining jobs. Are those concerns legitimate at all?
Well, again, I'm focusing on where our environment in New Hampshire. I mean, that's a history that I have on this, even back to my time as Attorney General. We have been the subject of the sort of the tailpipe from the Midwest coal plants. That's something I pursued as Attorney General, both on mercury emissions and other types of emissions that were harming our environment here. So I think we have to really look at this as to what's the heart of New Hampshire in terms of the beauty of our state.
Senator Ayotte, you say we're well on the way, well on our way here in New Hampshire to meeting these standards. And well,
yes.
Nationwide, the plan calls for a 32% reduction in emissions. That's by 2030. The goal set for New Hampshire, it's a roughly 15% cut. What do you see as the plan for New Hampshire to meet or even exceed that goal as we move
forward? Well, the plan is already, obviously, positive steps that have been taken through REGI. And in looking and carefully analyzing this for New Hampshire, you know, we also talked to the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services to see, you know, what steps New Hampshire would have to take. And the good news is that, again, the steps that we're already taking to address to protect our environment put us in a strong position to meet the targets that are in this plan based on steps we're already taking to improve energy efficiency and obviously to diversify our energy sources so that we can have, you know, clean energy solutions for New Hampshire.
The reality is that you are facing re-election, and your Democratic opponent, Governor Maggie Hassan, has already expressed her support for these new rules. What's your response to those who will say that this is an effort by you to boost your credibility with some environmentalists heading into the election in 2016?
Well, I think you need to look at my full record on these issues. Since I've been in the Senate, I voted really as one of only five Republicans to make sure that national standards on mercury and air toxic standards were not weakened. I took a similar vote several years ago where I was only one of a handful of Republicans to make sure that the EPA's cross-state air pollution rules to make sure that our state would be protected with the best technology from Midwest emissions. I think that if you look at my record as a whole, this is quite consistent.
Senator Kelly Ayotte, thank you so much for the time.
Well, I appreciate you having me on today.